We are back. We didn't go anywhere. Well, we did go places. We went so many places. But we're not going anywhere as a collective. We're still here. We're still doing this. This is a show where usually Allison will bring us a topic and we will talk about it. Myself.
Yeah.
Chris, I'm Jazz Sequence on the internet. That's Gary. He's Binary Gary on the internet. That's Allison. She's Allison Plus on the internet. Today, to commemorate the fact that we've been doing this for almost 2 full years now, which is kind of amazing.
A little baffling, right?
Yeah. I decided that we've sort of talked about this, I think probably not on the show, about doing sort of a greatest hits episode or greatest misses, as it were. So wherein we go back through the topics that Allison has brought us and see how many of these we've actually retained knowledge of over the course of 2 years. I went through the list a couple weeks ago, and there were some even from the last few weeks that I had completely forgotten. So I think that this is a pretty good thing. There are definitely some hits. There are definitely some things that I think that we've all sort of added to our vernacular. Like, I did not put Dyson Sphere in here, even though our definition of Dyson Sphere is not the actual definition of Dyson Sphere. Petrichor, I think, is something that we can all agree is something that is now in our daily language. But there are many things in that Allison has stumped us on, that I thought we could review, as we go. So I have a list of 30 things. 30 things is probably about half.
Wow.
But I mean, hey, if the other half are things that we actually remember, that's pretty darn good. So think about, like, public school system, getting halfway is probably as best as you can get. So
that's still failing, isn't it?
Well,
that's a passing mark.
Yeah, that's a C. It's a solid C.
Okay.
Maybe my experience of school was different.
So you'd think I know as like a C minus student. I'd be right there, but I didn't really commit the grading scale to memory. That was part of the 50% I didn't follow up on.
It's been a really long time.
We, in the States, it was a holiday called Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That happened last week.
Yeah, that was a thing.
And we didn't, and the, like, traditionally it's turkey and stuffing, which is like moist, uncooked bread. What else is there? We did treat food. We went chicken souvlaki. It was good.
I don't dislike stuffing, but I really dislike it when you describe it like that.
Moist, uncooked bread.
I mean, that's right. It's not. It's.
I guess
it's fine. It's fine. It's whatever. I mean, I eat it. I don't have any problem with it. I just
seasoned. Not croutons. That's what it is. It's not croutons.
Yeah, they're less than croutons.
Yes. Yeah, less than croutons. All right. So let's get to our greatest misses. From episode 101, we have the law of attraction.
Oh boy.
So I mean, again, I had sort of a heads up because I made this list, but like, I still look at this and think, oh, well, that's obviously either has to do with magnets,
yeah,
or it has to do with people being attracted to each other. I don't think it's either of those things.
No,
the real test is whether Allison remembers any of these.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, I think all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute, I feel like this is backwards. Now all of a sudden I'm the one that's been quit. I think the law, can I say what it is or what I think it is?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I think the law of attraction is if you, that's a good example. Like if you think good thought, like good attracts good, bad attracts bad. So like good thoughts bring good things into your realm.
What was it? I don't know.
And I don't think that we should, I don't think that, that those are questions that we should answer on the show. Because we can always refer back to the
episode. I'm sorry, what? No, I didn't sign up for that.
You know Gary's need for closure.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open a text document so I can jot these down.
Yeah, I think that's something that because on the website, we'll just link back to the episodes and ourselves, and then we can go back and look at the Wikipedia articles that we put in the show notes or something.
And so, we're keeping that on the internet, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hell yes. So, I mean, I like
your, I don't know what that is.
I like your law of attraction, Allison. I think it's probably not the right answer either.
It's love.
I think it would be difficult to formulate a law around that, but it's definitely something that I would like for the answer to be, like for the meaning.
Jerry's just shaking his head.
I'm so mad. I didn't realize that this is going to work out this way. All right, next topic.
I mean, it is very binary jazz for us to have like no conclusion.
Just like, it's very much like our tagline should just be like, just deal with it or Google it.
Like, it's on Wikipedia.
It is.
Exactly.
Great, time for listener questions.
I can pull up. I
got
20
more to go, Gary.
I know. Really.
Let's go. Let's bang into these. Come on. Let's knock them out.
All right. From the very next episode, episode 110.
Yeah.
The Pygmalion.
Forget that.
Pygmalion effect.
I just like watching Gary fall over. That's the reward here for me.
Well, let me add that one. Can you spell that for me?
Pyg M A L I O N. And the word effect.
Yeah, I got that one. I can spell that one.
So that is definitely having to do with pygmies.
I thought it was I think it was a hate thing.
It's how pygmies are pygmies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, pygmy goats are the really small goats. It's what makes them pygmy goats as opposed to normal goats.
Like their very essence of smallness.
Yes. No, this was literature related, Chris.
We started watching, or we actually finished the Dark Crystal Netflix series.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's when you get the essence from pygmy goats, you get the essence of littleness. Yes. In a very dark crystal, sucking their essence away kind of way. Very unpleasant.
We've
canceled Netflix.
That's a shame because Dark Crystal is probably worth its weight in Netflix gold.
I need to stick with Dark Crystal because I only watched the first one and then I got really overwhelmed.
No, it gets way better. The first one it starts out really slow.
Yeah, and they just obviously they have like a lot of setup for the world and like I was just like, this is a lot. When I was little, I feel like I was much more on board, and now I'm just like, this is a lot of mental overhead.
It's a lot because they're basically like, and I had issues at the very beginning, like with the way it seemed like they were like just pasting over all of this lore on top of something that had like hints of that, but like not really any of that stuff. Like the whole thing, like it's an alien race and like there's all this, like, you know, like there's just a lot that they throw at you that you're just expected to go along with. And I had trouble getting there, but once it gets into it, once it gets established, it's literally like, it's Game of Thrones in Dark Crystal. It's like that level.
The effects and the puppetry were just amazing. I had no qualms there.
But it's got like that level of character depth and detail and conflict. It doesn't do, except without all the horrible rape. So it's like if Game of Thrones is actually good, basically.
And you add some like Muppety kind
of. Yeah, and then you have Muppets. They're all Muppets, and it's amazing. Yeah, practical effects. Okay, great.
Okay, I think Pygmalion.
Yes, go effect. Go.
So
yes.
Pygmalion was, I think, a Greek myth where the sculptor fell in love with his statue, and so I think that if memory serves, that it has something to do with the participants basically molding, like becoming what the person expects of them. So if you expect good of, like, I feel like all my answers are the same. If someone expects really high things for you, then you like rise yourself to that expectation and vice versa. If you're just like, oh, you're worth nothing, then they're like, yeah, I guess I am. That's my
answer. I think that's definitely
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's definitely the answer to something.
Yeah, that's the, I'm just like, oh, this was an answer to something, and I'm going to wrap it into my knowledge of Greek mythology.
So what's interesting about that is the very next thing on my list is also an effect. So it could just as easily apply to this.
Well, what is it?
It's from episode 1010, the Diderot effect.
Oh. No, it could easily be that one. Damn it. But the statue thing kind of makes sense.
No, the statue thing, I totally remember you explaining that.
Yeah.
I have memories of that.
I have no, like, that's a complete blank for me.
Diderot effect, I think, is the episode where we talked about soccer, right?
What episode? Is there an episode that we don't talk about soccer?
No, there was one episode where we talked about soccer for like 40 minutes.
Our episodes are soccer space food, soccer space food.
That's not wrong.
Sometimes like food soccer space, but like generally.
Oh, that reminds me. I have to take an early lunch today so I can catch the 12:30 lunch. Thank you.
I was going to say bananas.
Diderot
bananas that need to be eaten.
Well, it's Sir Francis Diderot, clearly. Beyond that, I mean, he discovered many things.
I think this was a physics phenomenon that had something to do with jump ropes, right?
Lots of things have. So many things should have more to do with jump ropes.
Or hula hoops.
Sure.
Excellent. All right, next topic. We don't have that one either.
Okay, so episode 1011, the next one after that, was the Suzuki method.
I know this one.
Okay, go.
It was a music training thing. It's a way kids learn music.
That's right. Yeah. I kept thinking about the conversation we had about it, which had to do with like Kanban and like processes and order and stuff. But yeah, you're right.
This is one of those where I feel like the modern thought process of the Suzuki effect. It must be with when that motorcycle goes flying past really loudly. That's the Suzuki effect. But no, it's music training.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we got one. One out of
there's one.
Four. 25%.
I'll mark it down. One. Okay. Episode 1100. It's definitely one of our greatest hits, The Curse of Tippecanoe.
This had something to do with presidents dying, right? I'm pretty sure it's had to do with something with presidents dying.
I just like letting you just really ride it out.
I mean, it had to do with a curse.
No,
there was a Native American chief named Tippecanoe, or a place that was Native inhabited somewhere.
What was the deal? The deal was the curse of Tippecanoe is that.
Well, my doorbell.
That's a fancy sound doorbell. I like it.
Hi,
Robin.
I know. Cameo. I think. Because there's that whole thing with presidents dying in years that end in zero.
Oh, that's what it was.
When they were elected.
Yeah. Yeah. So next year could be pretty good. What? That was the head part.
But it was broken. Wasn't it broken in 1980 with Reagan? Because he was like shot at but not killed.
I didn't do it.
Was that the first time the curse was broken?
I think so, because before that...
Who died?
Kennedy.
It was Kennedy.
90.
Nobody died in 90.
My backwards math is not so great.
So then 50, I don't know who... Yeah. Presidents. Okay, great. We know nothing about
presidents.
Them.
Less or less. Go.
The next episode after that was episode 1101, where we talked about contact improvisation.
Oh yeah, and there were some great videos shared on this one.
Yeah, I couldn't think about that without thinking about like improvisation games and like where like the freeze tag game that I used to play in drama class, where you touch someone and then you improv a scene. Yeah. But I don't think that's contact improvisation. I think contact
improvisation. It was not. No, totally this was different. this was a very cool, there were some great YouTube videos shared.
Yeah.
I really stuck with you, those videos.
I very much enjoyed them. It was not something I'd considered, and I...
Oh, that was the dance that was like you had to be like constantly
body, contact,
touching other... Okay.
Yeah.
It's something that would make me incredibly uncomfortable, but it's like very beautiful to watch when people know kind of what they're doing.
I don't think I could shower enough to feel comfortable doing it. No. You know? Like, I think I'd maybe be like, oh, I hope I don't stink.
I think like professional dancing, there's a sort of professionalism that doesn't occur in other artwork realms where I'm just like, oh, that's just, it's very intimate in a certain way, especially with contact.
Okay. So we did get that one.
Okay.
So that's three. We're doing pretty good. We're still,
oh, I stopped keeping
still hovering around 50%.
Yeah.
Okay. So we jump to episode 10101, which it was a Bildungsroman. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Didn't we decide this is the thing that?
I love
that. I'm sure we decided something.
We know what it was.
No, we never know what it is.
This is the thing where not Quakers, not the. The people that make things out of wood in the Pennsylvania Valley, you know, the ones without electricity. Shakers? No. Amish.
I think we did this in the episode too. You're thinking of Rumspringa, which is the sabbatical that the Amish people take when they're like in their early 20s.
You are totally right. Glad we could rehash that.
this is why it's a greatest misses episode. Because we just go back to the things we thought it was the first time and we're wrong still.
So say the word again.
Bildungsroman. Bildungsroman. Bildungs. Roman. Roman.
Yeah. Two words.
No, one word. Bildungsroman.
Okay. I'm writing it down so that I can look it up later on because
definitely
I have no idea.
I know what this one is. Thank you. Bachelor's degree, English lit.
Okay. What is it?
It's a literary term for like a coming of age novel that like follows the main character's like maturation or journey. I don't know what a good example of that would be.
Catcher in the Rye isn't.
Yeah, like that's always my standby. I'm like Catcher in the Rye. That's a good example of so many things.
I mean.
Cool. All right, next one.
Okay. The next one, again, the very next episode, seems like we go in streaks. Episode 10110 was Snellen Chart.
This was, I'm writing it down because I think I'm wrong. This had something to do with like sky maps, right? Like using star maps? No?
I like that idea, but I thought it was what the eye chart was called.
Oh, damn, you're right, it is.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a sky map.
I couldn't read that and not think of like Gantt charts or something, some sort of like workflow process, project management thing, which I think is probably what I said it was in the episode. Yeah. So
someone asked me, do you want to see the Gantt chart I've been working on? And I said,
no.
There is no planet that I would ever say yes to that on, but I feel as a professional responsible for this project, I should say yes. I will look at that Gantt chart. I don't want to look. No, why would you offer that? Of course I don't want to.
But like, think about how our mind, like your mind's a specific, like the law of attraction, you both went to magnets. Like you both, like it's just like, it's really interesting how, I don't know.
Where you both are.
Gary goes to space and I go to work. Is that what you're implying?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm implying. Let me formulate my thought before I insult everybody.
No, I like where this is going. Insult Chris.
I'm just like, it's just funny how our interests, like we immediately go to what we know.
Yeah.
Rather than like the absurd or some sort of thing that we might have heard of, because that's just like the unknown, obviously. You can't know what you don't know. You heard it here first.
Just like, that's the thing that my project manager always says. You don't know what you don't know.
You can't guess what you don't know.
That is the frustrating part of Right. So
I mean, I guess, reflecting on being meta about this episode currently, this actually works pretty well as a greatest misses because we do just keep rehashing the same things that we said in the episode. So you probably don't even need to go back to the episode unless you want to hear us talk about it in a little bit, probably about as much as we're talking about it now, and then like a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, that's right. But they're
It's kind of the condensed version because I know the Rumspringa conversation, I think it took us a lot longer to come up with that term. This time I'm like ready.
Okay. Episode 11000 was Brannock device.
Oh, I remember this.
Brannock device.
I think I remember.
My assumption is that Brannock device is a physical type of device. Maybe something that was originally sketched by somebody named Brannock, but I think that probably it's like a device, like as a construct, like a writing construct, like it's a device that you use in writing.
It was literary in nature,
but I don't know what that device would be.
I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. I second guessing everything.
Are you stumped too, Allison? Do you remember?
I thought it was the name of the thing that you measure your foot size on.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay.
Like the weird silver.
Yeah. I know we talked about that at some point. So that could be.
And either remembering or just coming up with answers that were applicable at some point through the podcast.
I mean, there's a pretty good chance that we're at least right about some of those things that sound right, because I did like pick and choose. I didn't put the obvious ones that we do remember. So, yeah.
Under attack.
Okay. The next one after that, episode 11001.
It's just a dog.
Nudeustertian.
Oh.
It sounds like you think you know what it is, but you kind of don't.
No, not a clue. Not a clue. Dang, I feel so bad about that one, too, because I remember laughing. Nude. damn it. This is a pretty rough episode. This is like...
Yeah, and I thought...
God, this is my annual review. I'm like, shit. What?
I thought there was learning happening, and there's no retention.
Yeah.
We got three.
I expect better from you, Gary.
We got three.
Yeah, well, we don't have Nudeustertian. All right, next.
Nudeustertian, does that not have something to do with, like... I want to say it has something to do with nudibranchs, but it probably doesn't. But, like, a type of sea creature?
A company that... like handles larger
like
amounts
a,
of
like
cash.
A class of sea creatures, Nudeustertians.
Yeah. I think this is the tangent we went on in the actual episode.
Okay, yeah. Then probably it's not like that.
I don't remember what it is.
Excellent. Okay. Episode 11100 is application. So an application is a thing that when you're applying for a job, you fill out an application.
God, we did this on the show too.
I mean, that joke never gets old. I'm sorry.
No, it's not going to. It's perfect. It's exactly what's necessary in this situation.
Instruction application.
I think that I would find it a lot more humorous had I not already like whiffed on 17 other episodes.
Oh.
It's like good news. We're only 12 in.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Oh, is it 12?
This is actually the 11th.
Wow. I opened everything on my pocket knife.
Application. I don't.
Total blank for me. I was even there.
I mean, I don't think I would have come up with this concept on my own. I don't know where you find your sources. I don't know where you get your information, but wherever it is, it's a pretty good place.
Well, yeah, apparently so. And then I'd like immediately forget about it. So.
Okay.
No.
So the next episode was 11 or 11101, and we talked about the Ben Franklin effect. And there's many things about Ben Franklin that I think I know.
Are they half-baked?
Yeah, totally half-baked. I don't think any of those things would qualify as an effect.
I don't remember that one at all.
Yeah. Next.
I mean, what I really, I know this isn't it, but what I really wish it was is like some other Ben Franklin. Like Benny Franklin.
You know, from like the famous bowler.
Yeah, like he has nothing to do with like, and it's like, it's really just like getting mistaken for a historical figure or something. And that's the Ben Franklin.
That's the effect right there. Yeah,
it's getting named mistaken. After the another Ben Franklin.
Oh, you mean Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin. Ah.
Benjamin it's another, Key.
It's another literary device. All the effects are.
All the effects are literary devices. Okay, so episode 11111 was Kayfabe, or maybe Kayfabe.
I remember that one.
Really?
Surprisingly. Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting more recent.
I think I know more than I do.
We're going from oldest to newest, Gary. So yeah. there's a greater likelihood that we'll get to things that we do remember when it gets closer.
Well, let's hope so.
And there's also a fairly considerable jump, it looks like, at some point.
Kayfabe, I believe, is where the Italian gesturing started with Chris, right?
Kayfabe.
Yes, I can live with that as a definition. But what is it really?
I think it has to do with like breaking down the third wall. There was that thing wrestling. Or wrestling was an example of it where they have like their characters.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that was definitely the answer to something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like I'm just like, I don't know if that's helpful, but.
How do you spell it?
Kayfabe.
Uh-huh. Okay, great.
Okay, episode, I think it's probably the next one. Yeah, episode 100000, Idioglossia. There's some really good gifts that could come out of this episode.
I feel like a bit of an idioglossia, to be honest with you.
It sounds like a literary term to me. That's and like I'm trying to think of my wheelhouses of where I was pulling stuff from.
I'm not confident, but I think idioglossia was like how twins develop like their own language.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Is that it?
I think.
I mean, that was an answer to something.
That was definitely an answer to something. I'm gonna mark that down as I say score.
Oddly enough, that was the answer to nudiostertion. So.
No, because glossia definitely has references like language, so that makes sense.
And idio references us. Go on.
Episode 100011 was Vernation. So that's like a music collective that's similar to Live Nation.
No, it's
based in
winter.
Vermont. It's Vernation.
Yeah. This had something for. I think this had something to do with plant life.
I think it was like the spiral of the plant.
Yeah. Boy. I feel like it's right there on this one. I'll sit up at midnight tonight and go, Vernation! Yeah.
Episode 100, 100, 100. If that triggers any memories right Resin. There, was nixtamalization.
This is the way that I believe it was corn is processed to make tortillas, right?
That's what I was gonna say. I know that's the answer to something. Whether it's this one,
I'm pretty sure that that's nixtamalization.
Okay, Chris, I'm gonna call the score. Yeah, we're gonna call on that one.
I mean, you better.
our scoring is very arbitrary.
Oh yeah.
Well, does someone want to look it up and confirm right now?
I mean, we could.
We'll wait for you, listeners.
We've got.
Then we could just be looking on things the whole time.
Yeah,
we could draw a line in the sand.
Exactly.
Over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No definitions. All right.
Great.
Episode 100111.
Yeah.
Dunnert.
A dunnert was a measurement of something, right?
I love that you say right. Like,
I mean, a dunnert is what I feel like right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're getting tight on time, so let's keep trucking.
Let's do a couple more, and then we got questions. But I probably need to get into. Oh, we can just keep going, I guess. We'll save our questions for next
week. I have questions.
This one, I only remember the our definition of it, which is 10101010, 10, 10, 10, was daffination. And I remember that what we thought it was Daffy Duck's definition of things, the daffination.
I don't even.
Daffy Duck as well for that.
You'll have to re-listen to the episode to find out. Did we do an impression of Daffy Duck on that episode? Listen to Binary Jazz and find out.
Daffynition was a portmanteau of some sort.
Yeah,
it was like a reinterpretation of the real definition.
Oh, right. So it actually was like Daffy Duck.
Kind of, yeah. But I'm trying to think of an example. Because they're kind of like puns, but not really. I don't know. I'm not coming up.
Wait. Vernation or application? Never mind. Keep going. I don't.
All right. Episode 100000 was Sanpaku. And the thing is that we had a whole bunch of Asian topics, and I always, like, they always sound like the same thing. Like, it has something to do with development cycles.
I have no idea.
I don't think that this is the gluing together of pottery thing.
No, that's
I would know it if I heard it, but it's like Kingari or something like that.
Yeah. But I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I know what it's not, but I don't know what it is.
And you know what? That's half the battle.
Yeah. Episode 110001. Gorlin's sign.
I think I know what this one is.
Oh.
I think it's the ability to touch your nose with your tongue.
It was something like that.
But why would what would that be a sign of?
It was an indicator of some kind of flung flexibility.
Tongue flexibility? Is that what it's called?
I said flung flexibility, which is definitely not what I meant.
I stand by my answer.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it could be. I know that that was something that we did. I don't understand why it's a sign, but okay, we can just go with that. Yeah. Okay. Episode 110100 was lipogram. It's when you send your lips another person through the mail.
It was some kind of way of recording. What was it?
Lips, obviously.
Such a
nothing to do with lips. I don't know. I still don't know. Didn't know then, don't know now, won't know next time you ask.
Oh no. This is a real depressing episode.
I kind of like it, actually.
Episode 110111, apophenia.
Oh,
No, what it's not.
The fear.
Because this was the episode that we talked about Apollonia 6, and Prince.
Yeah.
And Prince spinoff projects. Yeah.
It feels like that was a very long time ago.
It does, yeah.
What month was that recorded in?
I don't know. You can find out at binaryjazz.us.
That's a lot of content over there, huh?
There is, yeah, quite a bit, about 2 years worth.
I should check and make sure we have hard drive space for this at some point.
Apophenia is like, oh god, it's a psychological thing. Ugh, come on, Psych 101.
So 27 gigabytes available on that server. So
excellent, no problem. Okay. We'll be fine.
I think apophenia has something to do with like your perception of something being different, or vice versa. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not gonna know it.
It's not proprioception because I know what that is. I know that was a topic. Episode 111000. Is Pognology.
Oh, I know we went down the road of like discussing Pogs.
This is the study of Pogs.
Like, really? I can't imagine a situation where someone didn't say, obviously, this is the study of Pogs.
This is obviously.
I mean, Pognology.
It's the study of beards, or like people with.
Oh beards. My gosh, your facial hair.
Yeah, facial hair?
Yeah. Pognologist is someone that...
I know, because I've used it and make jokes about tech. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's great. That's awesome. Nice poll.
Okay. I'm going to mark that, because Gary remembered. I didn't.
I didn't remember at all. Allison.
Well,
remembered.
You remembered after Allison said that, and then you're like, oh, yeah.
A nod of, yeah.
Yeah. I remember talking about that, but yeah, would not have ever
guessed. Pogs.
Episode 111001, Mondegreen.
We decided this was like an area outside of a like university where the students would hang out.
The Mondegreen?
And play frisbee and whatnot.
Yeah.
Meet you on the Mondegreen.
I was going to say, I thought we decided that this was a particular shade of green, Mondegreen.
Yeah. I think what we decided are it's kind of immaterial. That's wrong.
Yeah, that's
I don't remember Mondegreen.
Mondegreen was when you mishear lyrics.
Oh right, okay.
Because the original was something something on the green.
Yeah, okay. Mondegreen. Episode 111001.
I want you to appreciate what's happened there. Allison gave the definition and I heard it and it just kept going that way. You can ask again in 10 minutes, I'll be like, I've never heard that word before in my life.
Gary, what is Mondegreen?
I believe it's a particular shade of green, Chris. Thanks for asking.
Episode 111010 was Syzygy.
Syzygy. Wow, spell that.
Syzygy.
It is a high scoring word in Scrabble.
I think this is the episode where we talked about Zizix.
Yes, totally.
That was the only thing that I could retain from this word when I was going through the list, is like, this is the episode we talked about Zizix.
Yeah.
And then following that episode, I actually went to Zizix.
In tribute.
And Zizix sort of, yeah. Was this town, like, it was like a cult, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
people on the internet will yell at me and say that it was not a cult and that it was not a commune and it was not a scam artist and that it's definitely not a ghost town because it's currently used by a university. But all of those things are still true. So you can yell at me on the internet. I don't care. I'll just block you.
I will remind people on Twitter that they are allowed to yell at you.
Yeah. You'll probably do it right after this episode.
If I remember, yeah, let me add my list of things.
Possibly with Twitter a GIF of Fry mooning.
To yell at Chris with a GIF.
Scheduled.
Fry mooning.
Okay, so if we don't know what Syzygy is,
okay,
are we settled with no definition for Syzygy?
Oh yeah, we're bad. No clue.
Okay, 111. 011, a pantherpinization.
Thank you for listening to Binary Jazz. If you like this episode, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can visit us online at binaryjazz.us or follow us on Twitter at binaryjazz. Don't forget that you can ask us a question through the form on the website or on Twitter, and we'll read it aloud on the next episode of Binary Jazz.